This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
The latest from the wire services is that at least 51 people were killed this morning in Cairo. The Egyptian army apparently opened fire on supporters of former President Mohamed Morsi just after morning prayers. All the violence and the extended political instability has done nothing to restore Egypt's economy, which has been struggling for years, and in particular, since the first part of the revolution 2.5 years ago. Tourism accounts for about 10% of that economy, and until last week's coup, there had been small signs of a turnaround. No more, though, and people who work in the tourism industry are starting to get desperate, as Kimberly Adams reports for us now from Cairo.
That's the sound of 18-year-old Abdullah Ali jumping on our taxi as my translator and I try to get to the Giza pyramids in Cairo. The taxi driver starts arguing with him. Ali lets himself into the taxi, gets kicked out, then jumps back on the trunk to ride the rest of the way up to one of the seven wonders of the world.
I jumped on the car to help you, to give you advice about the area and to tell you it's a secure area.
Ali is one of a group of men literally blocking the entrance to the pyramid's plateau, trying to pressure us to buy carriage, horse, or camel rides around the ancient monuments. They get a commission if they sell one. These men are desperate for work, but when confronted about their strategies, Atrice Ali Atrice, who offers the tours, denies the high-pressure tactics, at first.
No people are going to jump in the car, you know?
But
the
they did.
The people he jumped in the car, he didn't have any business for him, you know?
Atrice says he hasn't had a customer in 2 weeks, since before the latest round of protests. Warnings from American, British, and other governments to avoid travel here made things even worse. A few local families still take carriage rides, but the rare foreign visitors are in secure tour buses. Vendor tactics turned so desperate recently, the American embassy actually warned citizens about visiting the pyramids, saying the degree of aggressiveness in some cases is closer to criminal conduct. We take another taxi, and there's another near fistfight between the driver and vendors. And we arrive near the Sphinx, where we finally find some tourists on their own. Bowen Zhao is from China.
I like Egypt. This is my second time to Egypt.
Your second time to Egypt?
I think it's safe.
But aggressive vendors soured his traveling companion, first-time visitor Eva Chen. Tourists that do visit are spending less, according to government statistics, and Chen says she feels constantly pressured to shell out money.
Yeah, I don't like Egypt.
But vendor Atrice doesn't know what else to do. He says he gets one customer a week, if he's lucky, down from 5 or 6 a day before the 2011 revolution. Pointing to horses rummaging through garbage for food, he claims things are so bad that some of the horses are starving to death.
I don't know what I'm going to do. Maybe God with me, you know? Maybe when I die, it's better, you know?
For now, several tour operators are keeping Cairo stops off their itineraries until things calm down. In Cairo, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.